Good morning.
弟兄姐妹早。
I really appreciate good singing and I was really blessed by the children and the choir. I feel like I want to join the choir.
每次听到这么美妙的歌声我就心里感到很激动让我有点想要参加他们小孩子的诗班。
But I know some people are saying, please, no, Pastor, no, no,
you're going to... 但认识我的人可能会讲说牧师还是不要吧。
It is good to be reminded of the significance of today.
让我们今天早上能够来记得复活节的重要性。
I was listening to the radio on my way to church and I heard more Americans do not know what's the significance of today. They know it's a religious holiday, but they do not associate with the resurrection of Jesus Christ.
今天早上我在开车来到教会的时候听到电台广播上面讲到说越来越多的美国人他们不知道复活节到底是什么样一个节日他们知道它是一个宗教性的节日可是他不知道它的意义。
Hopefully by the time we finish you would properly understand why we gather.
希望当我们今天结束的时候你知道我们今天为什么聚在这里来纪念这个节日。
Let's pray. Father, we do thank you for allowing us to be together to celebrate our risen Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
父神，我们今天早上聚在这里，我们感谢，让我们能够来纪念到我们的救主耶稣基督的复活。
We thank you for the hope.
我们为着我们的这样盼望来感谢你。
We thank you for the power.
我们为着这样的能力来感谢你。
We thank you for justification.
我们为着我们能够称义来到你面前感谢你。
We thank you for the blessed hope that someday Jesus Christ will come back because of the resurrection.
我们也因着这样的复活能够有这样一个盼望知道耶稣有一天会再回来。
And we pray, Lord, that each and every one here will be touched and that you will renew us in our spirit that will be converted if that needs to be.
天父，今天早上我们来恳求你的灵来感动我们，让我们每一个人心灵被你碰到。如果我们不认识你，我们今天早上能够来认识你。
Because of the resurrection of Jesus Christ.
因着你复活的大能。
In His name we pray.
奉耶稣的名祷告。
Amen. Amen. All right, let's check to make sure that we got breakfast this morning. He is risen. Something is missing there.
The translation was missing.
Okay. He is risen.
他已复活。
I heard Brother Guan. He is risen indeed. All right? And that comes up in Luke 24 in the verses before. He is risen indeed. But I wonder as a church if we...Truly believe that.
有时候我在想说，我们作为一个教会，是不是真的相信耶稣已经复活了
？Do we really believe that Jesus rose from the dead?
我们真的相信耶稣从死里复活吗
？Right. Well, maybe you can explain for me something here that is happening.
如果你真的相信的话，那你可能你可以来帮我解释说一个我们现在所会看到一个现象。
This is a map, if you can't see from my left, you're right there. It's the map of Africa, North Africa, and the Middle East and Europe.
所以这是一个北非、中东跟欧洲的地图。
This was the birthing place of Christianity.
中间这个地方就是基督教诞生的地方。
If you remember, the disciples were fearful and cowardice and hiding.
如果你记得门徒当时他们是恐惧战惊甚至在躲藏
But after the resurrection and the coming of the Holy Spirit Christianity exploded over the modern world there
但当耶稣复活之后你就看到基督教信徒他们像一个暴增性的成长
But do you know what is happening now?
但你看现在的社会你有没有看到现在的情况
Most of these countries belong toWhich religion?
大部分这些土地是属于哪个宗教
？Islam.
回教徒。
Every day when I pull up my computer, I get news flash of what's happening in Europe. Oh, Sharia law is taking over Europe.
每天早上我把电脑打开的时候，我就看到从中东来的一些新闻，看到那时候回教徒他们怎么样来在欧洲，他们开始他们的信仰来侵入到这个欧洲这个地方。
The resurrection of Jesus Christ is the greatest motivation for mission for evangelism.
耶稣的复活应该是我们传福音、实行大使命的最最最主要的一个动机。
Something is seriously wrong.
可是你看我们今天说的时候，你会说有一件事情好像不太对。
The last time I checked, our Lord's tomb was empty.
上一次我看的时候，我记得我们耶稣的坟墓是空的。
I was going to get another picture of all the world religion and their founders. Their tomb is still closed.
我原本想要找一个照片让你们看看其他宗教的领袖他们的坟墓还是关着的。
Including Muhammad.
穆罕默德。
We serve a risen savior.
我们侍奉的是一个复活的主。
They serve a dead savior.
他们侍奉的是一个死亡的救主。
So why are they exploding like?
那为什么这些回教徒他们却像是爆炸性的成长
But not only in the world of religion, but we also see broken lives and broken marriages.
不只是在一个宗教的上面，我们看到在我们的生命里面有很多的婚姻上面的破碎。
When we are told the resurrection life is a brand new life, a brand new marriage, why is it falling apart?
当我们说复活的生命是一个新的生命。一个有神的生命，为什么有这么多的婚姻在失败当中
？Not only explosion of other religion and broken lives and broken marriages, but we ask, what about the impact of the church around us？
不止我们看到其他宗教的成长，看到婚姻的失败，我们也看到我们教会在这个社会里面的影响力渐渐的消失。
My police neighbor, who is a Christian, sometimes we meet up, and he told me that heroin and cocaine is an epidemic here in Montgomery County.
我有邻居，他是做警察，有时候跟我们聊天的时候，他就讲说，在 Montgomery County, 海洛因跟其他毒品越来越泛滥。
So something is not right because when I check the early church, when Paul preached in Ephesus.After he saw the resurrected Lord, we are told he closed down the idol factories in Ephesus.
所以你看，我们今天社会的时候，你会发现有一些事情好像不太对，因为你看保罗当时他在以弗所教会的时候，他在传道，造成整个以弗所他们关掉他们制造偶像的一些工厂。
Therefore, our title, the resurrection and the great commission.
所以你看到耶稣的复活跟我们的大使命是很有关系的。
If you have your Bibles, turn with me, or you have your handout here.
如果你有的圣经，请把你的圣经打开，或是你今天的通讯单。
Let's get familiar with the passage before us in Luke 24, reading from verse 36 to 53.
请翻开路加福音第24章36到53节。
We'll read first in English.
你先用英文念，然后再用中文念。
Take your time. For our benefit, Luke is a follower of Jesus. He's a medical doctor, and he's writing to one called Theophilus to help him to understand the life and mission of Jesus Christ.And so as he writes, he's about to give us a movie clip, as it were, of the resurrection of Jesus Christ and is one of his 10 appearing to his disciples.
当路加在写的时候，他要描述好像在做一个电影一样，向读者描述耶稣复活的一个景况。
In the earlier verses in Luke 24, we have he recalledFor us, Jesus' appearance to two earlier disciples under what we call the famous road of Emmaus.
在二十章前面，你看到耶稣，你看到路加在描写耶稣怎么向两个门徒在往以马忤斯的路上向他们显现。
Jesus explained to them about the Savior had to die and raise from the dead on the third day.
耶稣向他们解释说，基督救主必被钉在十字架上，三天之后复活。
So they were confused, and the Lord opened their eyes to understand in the breaking of bread. Then they returned to tell the disciples, and disciples were still kind of confused.
他们一开始这两个门徒一开始很疑惑，一直到他们吃饭的时候，耶稣拨饼给他们的时候，他们眼睛开了。回来到这个十一个使徒这边，向他们描述这件事情的时候，其他的使徒也同样是一个很混乱的情况。
So in the midst of this confusion, we have verse 36.
在这样一个混乱不明白的情况，我们来看到第三十六节。
While they were still talking about this, Jesus himself stood among them and said to them, "Peace be with you." And they were startled and frightened, thinking they saw a ghost. And he said to them, "Why are you troubled? And why do doubts rise in your minds? Look at my hands and my feet. It is I myself. Touch me and see. A ghost does not have flesh and bones as you see I have." And when he had said this, he showed them his hands and feet. And while they still did not believe it because of joy and amazement, he asked them, "Do you have anything here to eat?" And they gave him a piece of boiled fish, and he took it and ate it in their presence. And he said to them, "This is what I told you while I was still with you. Everything must be fulfilled that is written about me in the law of Moses, the prophets, and the Psalms." Verse 45. And then he opened their minds so they could understand the scriptures. He told them, "This is what is written. The Messiah will suffer and rise from the dead on the third day. And repentance for the forgiveness of sins will be preached in his name to all the nations, beginning at Jerusalem. You are my witnesses of these things. I'm going to send you what my Father has promised. But stay in the city until you have clothed, you've been clothed with power from on high." And when he had led them out of the vicinity of Bethany, he lifted up his hands and blessed them. And while he was blessing them, he left them and was taken up into heaven. Then they worship him and return to Jerusalem with great joy. And they stayed continually at the temple praising God.
路加福音二十三章三十六节到五十三节这一章说，正说这话的时候，耶稣亲自站在他们当中说，愿你们平安。他们非常惊怕，以为看见了灵。他们说，你们为什么惊慌，为什么心里疑惑呢？你们看我的手，我的脚，就知道我是谁。摸我看看，灵没有骨，没有肉。你们看我是有的。说了这话，就把手和脚给他们看。他们欢喜到不敢相信，并且很惊奇。耶稣说，你们这里有吃的没有？他们就给了他一片烧鱼，他接过来在他面前吃了。主他们说，这就是我从前与你们同在的时候对你们说过的话，摩西的律法、先知书和诗篇上所记关于我一切的事都必定应验。于是他开他们的心窍，使他们明白圣经，又说，经上这样记着，基督必须受害，第三天从死人中复活，人要奉他的名传讲悔改与赦罪的道，从耶路撒冷起直传到万国。你们就是这些事的见证。我要使我的父应许临到你们身上，你们当在城里等候，直到得着从上面来的能力。主他们出去到了伯大尼附近，举手给他们祝福，正在祝福的时候，他就离开他们，被接到天上去了。他们就敬拜他，欢欢喜喜地回到耶路撒冷，常常在殿里称颂神。
Amen. Today we're going to, as we look at this passage, we're going to look on it in three simple outlines if you're taking notes.
我们今天在看这段的时候，我们有看三个主要的要点。
Jesus' vindication or justification of himself.
耶稣如何来证明他自己复活的证据。
Jesus' clarification of what is really going on.
耶稣来解释写明他在这里所发生的事情。
Or Jesus' ascension going back to heaven.
最后是耶稣复活到升天到天上。
Is vindication, is justification.
他的凭证。
Is clarification.
他的一个解释。
And his ascension.
还有他的一个升天。
Andy was begging me, please don't use these words because it's going to be hard for him to find Chinese for it.
我跟牧师讲说不要用这么大的字，因为这样很难翻译。
But I want us to catch it.
可是我希望你们能够听到这些字。
If you're going to start a revolution,
如果你要来开启一个复活的一个运动，
that will impact the whole world.
一个能够影响到全世界的一个复兴的运动。
And you have chosen a group of men.
然后你要选一群人来跟随你。
To carry your revolutionary message.
来期待你这样一个信息来传到全世界。
They better get the message.
那你希望这群人是他们能够了解你的信息的一群人。
They better understand this message.
他们必须要能够明白。
Because according to John MacArthur, one prolific writer, he said, the resurrection of Jesus Christ is the most important event in redemptive history.
有一个圣经学家 John MacArthur 他这样写说，耶稣基督的复活在救赎的历史上是最重要的一件事情。
It is the high point of Jesus' life and his sacrifice.
他是耶稣生命的高点，也是他的一个牺牲。
In other words, if Jesus only were crucified and that's it, we would just be like any other religion.
如果耶稣只是被钉在十字架上就死了，结果没有复活，我们跟其他宗教没有任何的差别。
The resurrection of Jesus Christ gave meaning to the crucifixion.
耶稣的复活使他钉十字架上有意义。
As a matter of fact, Paul puts it this way in 1 Corinthians chapter 15. If Jesus Christ did not rise from the dead, guess what?Our faith is in vain.
哥林多前书保罗这样讲，在哥林多前书第十五章，他讲说，如果耶稣没有复活，我们所相信的是枉然的。
In other words, these disciples better get it.
所以这些门徒他们必须要明白了解耶稣的复活。
And for us today, we better get it.
对于我们一样，我们必须要来明白他的复活。
One of the first things that our Lord dealt with when he appeared to his disciples,
耶稣当他复活所做的第一件事情，
he had to deal with their emotional state.
他必须要先复原他们门徒的一个心理的状态。
Remember, they were fearful and cowardice at this time.
他们那时候这些门徒就好像一群懦夫，很害怕躲起来。
And they were confused.
然后他们有一个很混乱的一个状态。
Notice the first thing that he did.
看，如果你看他所做的第一件事情。
He pronounced a blessing on them. He greeted them with the word, "Peace be with you."
他碰见他们的时候，他还祝福他们，对他们说，愿你们平安。
Now that's an interesting word.
平安，这是一个很有意思的事，很有意思的字。
As a matter of fact, they needed to hear peace at this time.
对他们来讲，他们这时候正需要听到就是平安这个字。
But deep down inside of them, they were troubled and fearful.
因为在他们心里面，他们有很多的恐惧，很多的害怕。
They were confused.
他们里面有很多的混乱。
They were like troubled water, like a storm.
就好像在一个风暴里面一样，没有一个平静。
They needed to get some peace.
他们需要有一些平安。
Now, what is so significant about this word?
这个字它到底有什么特别的意义呢？
This word often used in the New Testament, peace with God vertically or peace of God.
这个字用的时候，第一个是讲到人与神的一个和好，第二个讲到是神给人的一个祝福。
The peace with God is when we were enemies, Romans 5 tells us, and now that we have been restored because of the crucifixion and resurrection of Jesus Christ, we have peace with God.
讲到这个是人与神的一个和好，当我们原本还是做神的敌人的时候，他的爱来临到我们，使我们与他和好。
But the problem that they are having here, they do not have the peace of God.
可是他们在所经历的是，他们虽然与神和好，他们心里面没有神的一个平安。
And this peace of God is a sense of contentment knowing that God is in control of everything.
讲到神的平安的时候，讲到一个心灵的一个满足，确定知道说神在所有的情况下他都掌权。
As a matter of fact, the Hebrew word of this Greek word has to do with wholeness. Everything is working the way it's supposed to work.
这个字的希伯来原文里面讲到说是讲到一个完全、一个全面的，所有事情都好像按照他的轨道在进行的一样。
True, the disciples, they're panicking. They think, what? God has lost control.
这些门徒他们这时候在很慌张、很害怕，因为他们觉得上帝没有在掌权。
We are told in Isaiah 9:6 that he is called the Prince of Peace.
以赛亚书第九章第六节里面讲到，耶稣是讲到他是和平的君王、和平君之子。
When you go to the doctor said we have to do a blood test, and he said it doesn't look good, then you feel trouble.
你有没有可能有时候去到医生的办公室，然后他说我需要给你验点血，因为好像看起来不太对，然后你心里就有点恐慌。
You're watching the news and you hear what's happening in the peninsula, the Korean peninsula, and you saw the sounds of war is drumming up.
或者你看到新闻的时候，看到南韩、北韩那一块地，那时候看到一些新闻，觉得好像战争快要来临。
And then you're worried because we live in Washington, D.C., and you say, whoa,What's going to happen if they put their finger on the trigger?
我跟你讲说，我们离 DC 这么近，如果北韩决定要发射飞弹的时候，我们怎么办？
Or maybe when you go home, you don't look forward to going home because you know when you go home there will be trouble.
或者你想到要回家的时候，你就想说我不太想回家，因为回到家就是一大堆麻烦。
There is no peace in your home.
在家里好像没有平安。
And maybe you don't have any peace in your heart, and so therefore you find.A lot of time watching television or you get captured by just shopping, just trying to find peace. Or maybe you're some of those who eat a lot, just to numb that pain inside.
或者你自己心里面没有平安，你就常常发现你自己在看很多的电视，或是去做很多的采购，或是吃很多东西来填满自己心里的那个空虚。
I have good news for you.
我今天早上有一个好的消息给你。
Because...We are talking today about the Prince of Peace.
因为我们今天来讲的是讲到一个和平的君。
Jesus is our peace.
耶稣他自己是我们的平安。
Sometimes when things are out of control, it's because we were trying to take the reign. But Jesus said, "I am the King. I am the Prince of Peace. Let me be in charge."
你发现很多时候你生命里面没有平安的时候，是因为我们自己想要来掌控我们自己的生命，把你的生命交托给上帝。他是这个和平的君。
And some of us are so worried about the future, worried about our kids. We don't know what the future holds, but God knows the future.
我们可能会担心我们的孩子们，他们不知道他们的未来会怎么样，但是耶稣他知道，他掌管他们的未来。
And he is in control.
他掌管一切。
We are told, and the peace of God which surpasses all understanding will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. That's Philippians 4:7.
在腓立比书第四章第七节这样讲，这样神所超过人能了解的平安，必在基督耶稣里保守你们的心思意念。
I remember when I used to go to church as an unbeliever, I really didn't like going after much persuasion, because whenever I go, I would be troubled. I would be reminded of my sin, and I would be reminded of what would happen if I die in my sins.So I would be very troubled, and not until I believed in Jesus Christ did the peace of God came into my heart.
当我还不认识神的时候，我事实上不太喜欢去教会，因为每次去教会的时候，他们就一再的提醒我说，我还活在罪中，当我死的时候，我没有办法与神和好。一直到我接受了耶稣之后，我才发现原来在神里面我这样一个平安。
And so Jesus blessed them with his peace and.Even the biblical writers, when they greet someone, they say, "Grace and peace be to you." And boy, we need peace today.
所以耶稣碰他们的时候，讲的第一句话是讲到“愿你们平安”。我们今天所需要就是这样一个平安。
But still, Jesus is on the task here of trying to persuade them that who he is, and so he showed them his body.
耶稣在这里还要向他们证明、显明说他已经复活。让他们看到他是耶稣基督，所以他让他们看他自己的身体。
If you look at verse 37, the words that I use here, they were startled and frightened. Literally, the original word as to they were shaken. They were like, I don't know if you've ever been nervous in a test. I don't even want to talk about my time when I was so nervous that. All right, just continue.
这里讲到说，他们假如说他们非常惊怕到一个他们在身体在颤抖的一个状态当之底下。
They were shaking.
他们身体不停地颤抖。
And Jesus saw this in verse 38, and he said to them, Why are you troubled? That's the word shaking there. Why do doubts rise in your mind?
耶稣问他说，你们为什么惊慌，为什么心里疑惑呢？
And what he did, he showed them, we are told, he showed them his hands and his feet where the nail prints are.
路加在这里跟讲说，耶稣把他的手跟他的脚给门徒看，看到他的钉痕。
Now, let's reconstruct this, because they're thinking that Jesus Christ is a ghost.
他们在想到的时候想说，哦，耶稣他应该是一个鬼魂，一个灵魂这样。
Maybe you don't have ghost stories in your culture, but we have a lot of ghost stories in our culture.
不知道在你们的文化里面有没有鬼故事，但是在我的里面有。
But one thing I remember about ghosts, they do not eat.
那我记得我听过的鬼故事里面，他们这些鬼都是不吃东西的。
And our ghost stories, them you can't see the ghosts.
大部分我听过的是你们看不到这些鬼。
Well, but Jesus, when he showed them his hands and feet, he was actually even showing them Psalm 22:16.
当耶稣在给他们看他的手跟脚的钉痕的时候，耶稣在给他们看诗篇第26篇。
Because that was a messianic psalm that talks about they have pierced my hands and my feet.
诗篇第26篇讲到有关于一个弥赛亚的一个预言。
What Jesus is actually doing is engaging not only their emotion, but he's also engaging their thinking.
耶稣不只是来复原他们的心理，同样在复原他们的思想。
There are some of us here today, they probably doubt whether Jesus was a historical person.
有些人可能会怀疑说，耶稣他是不是真的在历史上存在过？
In the last 10, 15 years, there are more doubts about even the resurrection of Jesus Christ.
在过去10到15年之间，越来越多人在怀疑说，耶稣是不是真的复活了？
Things that I grew up taking for granted.
很多东西是我小时候学的，就没有怀疑过。
But I want us to understand, and we won't be able to get into it if you have questions on this regarding more the evidence for the resurrection.
我们没有太多的时间来讨论所有的不同历史上的证据。
I'll be happy to kind of give you more information.
但是如果你有兴趣的话，你可以来找我，我可以给你更多的资料。
But suffice it to say, his believers need to believe. The followers need to be fully convinced that he is for real.
但是你知道这些跟随耶稣的人，他们需要能够有这个确定，知道说耶稣他已经复活。
So Jesus asked for some protein, some fish.
所以耶稣就向他们要了一些食物。
Now imagine Jesus eating that fish, working his way through.
你想象耶稣在吃这条鱼的时候。
I know when we as Americans here, when we have fellowship, we always have food there.
你知道我们每一次我们在团契的时候，我们通常都会有食物。
And as internationals, we have joined in along with that.
那当我们在一起的时候，我们就常常会有这样的进食。
Well, Jesus Christ was using it to validate that I am not a spirit. I am for real. This is my glorified body.
耶稣在这里，他与他们同进食的时候，耶稣在这里证明给他们看，说我是真实复活了。
As a matter of fact, those who died in Christ will have glorified bodies too.
同样，当我们这些人与耶稣一起同死的时候，我们复活的时候有一个荣耀的身体。
So if your ancestors say that, you know, that dead relative of mine who was a Christian, I saw him walking around. That's a lie.
如果你听到有人说，哎，我的祖先他是基督徒，结果他死之后，我看到他的鬼魂在那里飘来飘去。
Because that will be at the end of the age at the resurrection.
因为你看到在当耶稣再来之后，会有一个所有人的一个复活。
But we will have a glorified body.
当我们复活的时候，我们会有一个荣耀的身体。
Not only as Jesus calmed their emotion and show him evidences, the next thing that Jesus did was to reveal his word, clarification.
是耶稣所做的第一件事情是恢复他们一个心理的这个状态，来祝福他们。第二件事情，他在做的是向他们显明神的话语。
Look with me in verse 44.
如果你来看圣经这24章第44节。
Jesus is about to a Bible study here now.
耶稣要跟我们来做一个像是一个查经小组。
And he said to them, this is what I told you while I was still with you. Everything must be fulfilled that is written about me in the law of Moses, the prophets, and the Psalms.
主对他们说，这就是我从前与你们同在的时候对你们说过的话，摩西的律法、先知书和诗篇上所记关于我的一切事都必定应验。
Jesus opened up the Old Testament for them.
耶稣把旧约打开来。
When we talk about the law of Moses and the prophets and the Psalms, he's talking about the Old Testament.
讲到摩西的律法、先知书跟诗篇的时候，是讲到旧圣经的旧约。
It was just not enough to say peace. It was not enough just to show them his hands and feet or eat food. They needed not just something subjective. They needed something objective.
不只是一个他们亲身的经历，听到耶稣说平安，看到跟耶稣一起同餐，他们需要是神的一个话语。
He turned to the Word of God.
他翻到旧约里面来看神的话语。
And time would probably not allow me to.But he probably went to Genesis chapter 3.
他有可能跑到创世纪第三章。
And they talked about the seed that I am the seed, the one that will crush the serpent.
看到这个第三章里面讲到这个女人的后裔要来击打这个蛇的头。
Maybe they talk about Genesis 12, when God's promise to Abraham that in his seed all the nations will be blessed.
可能讲到创世纪第十二章，像讲到神对亚伯兰祝福，他的万族都必因亚伯兰得福。
Jesus was saying, "That's me."
耶稣在讲说，这个讲到的这些就是我。
And maybe they go to Deuteronomy, and he said, Moses said, "God will raise up a prophet like me, him the people shall listen to." Moses is talking about me.
或是在生命记里面，摩西讲到说。当那日神会再兴起一位像我一样的先知，这里面讲到就是讲到耶稣他自己。
And maybe he went to Isaiah 53 and he talks about the crucifixion, how they're gonna nail him to the cross and you can't recognize his form and you know unattractive would he look?
有可能耶稣在对他们对这些门徒讲的是讲到以赛亚书第53章，讲到这位弥赛亚怎么样被击打受苦，为人献上他的生命。
Or maybe they talk about Psalm 16, they talk about the resurrection, that it will not allow His Holy One to undergo decay.
或者是讲到诗篇第十六篇，讲到他的复活，讲到神必不让使他的圣者朽坏。
In other words, the entire Old Testament is about one person, and that is the name of the Lord.Jesus Christ.
耶稣向他们显明的是整个旧约里面讲到的，就是讲到关于耶稣他自己。
In other words, in the Old Testament, you have expectation.
在旧约的时候，他们人在期待这个弥赛亚。
In the Gospels, you have manifestation.
然后在新约的时候，你看到这个弥赛亚他来到这个世界上显明了。
In the Epistles, you have explanation of Jesus Christ.
然后你看到在新约里面这些教会书信的时候。保罗怎么样来解释这位弥赛亚
？And in the book of Revelation, you have the consummation of Jesus Christ.
在启示的时候，你看到这个弥赛亚再来一个确据。
In other words, it's all about Jesus Christ.
所以这整本书都是讲到跟耶稣有关。
You look at the sacrifice in the Old Testament. It's about Jesus Christ. It's a typology of Jesus Christ.
你看到旧约的一些献祭也是跟耶稣有关，就好像是一个耶稣他自己献上他自己身体的一个影子。
And so he opened up their minds.
所以耶稣来开启他们的心窍。
To understand, and we are told that he illumined them. He helped. He turned on the lights, as it were.
他用圣经上的话语来启示他们，来照亮他们。
And then he opened their minds in verse 45.So they could understand the scriptures.
45节这里讲说，于是开他们的心窍，使他们明白圣经。
And he told them that this is what was written. In other words, it's what we call in the perfect tense. Though it was written long time ago, it's relevant today.
他们讲说，虽然说经上这些写东西是很久以前，但是是在今天所实现。
And then it talks about the Messiah will suffer and rise from the dead on the third day.
经上这样记着，耶稣必须受害，第三天从死人中复活。
In other words, if you were a disciple, you realize, oh, God is really in control.
所以当你是门徒，你听到这些的时候，你就说，哦，原来神真的是掌管一切。
Everything is going according to plan.
所有一切都是按照神的计划在实现。
But I cannot move to the next point until I put a plunge here regarding to Bible study.
在我讲到下一段之前，我要先来讲到怎么样来看圣经。
Notice how Jesus took them to Bible study.
你看到耶稣怎么样花时间与他们一起来查考圣经。
To understand more about the revelation of Jesus Christ.
来更多的了解耶稣他自己的一个启示。
Let's do a little test here. Do you go to Bible study?
来问一下，你们这边有人有参加查经小组的？
No, I don't have time for Bible study.
你可能说，哦，我没有那么多时间来查考圣经。
Even though the scripture tells us in 2 Timothy 3:16 that God's people have to study to show themselves approved, a workman needed not to be ashamed, rightly dividing God's word of truth.
在提摩太后书里面，提摩太后书这里讲到，全部圣经都是神所默示的，在教训、责备、矫正和公义的训练各方面都是有益的。
Here they're told that all scripture is inspired by God.
那里面讲到，所有的圣经都是神所默示的。
In other words, we do have God's word today.
所以我们今天有神的话语。
It contains God's plan and purpose for mankind.
在这是神的话语里面有讲到神对人的一个计划。
It's God's roadmap for us.
是讲到神对我们生命的一个蓝图。
You show me a weak Christian, and I'll tell you a Christian who is not studying the Scripture.
如果你给我看一个生命没有力量的一个基督徒，我可以给你看一个他没有怎么样没有来看圣经的话语。
First Peter 2 tells us, verse 1 said, we should desire the sincere milk of God's word, so that we will grow in our faith.
圣经这里面讲到在彼得前书里面讲到，我们要来渴望神的话语，使我们能够在我们信心里面成长。
The disciples, they were weak in their faith.
这些门徒们他们在他们的信心里面是软弱的。
Usually your emotion follow your thinking.
通常你的情感是来跟随你的脑海的思想的。
Well, so when someone comes to me with counseling and I ask them, how do you feel and so forth, I want to trace it go all the way to understand their thinking.How they are processing the event.
所以，如果有人来找我来做辅导的时候，我会问他说你感觉如何？然后最主要想要知道他的思想怎么样来影响到他的情感。
And even though as the disciples they were emotional shipwreck, Jesus Christ took them to Bible study to correct their theology.
所以这些门徒虽然说他们一开始很惊慌、很恐惧，在这个心理上很软弱，上帝耶稣在这里所做的是与他们一起来查考神的话语。
Because their action wasn't consistent with truth.
因为他们所活出来的跟这个真理并不符合。
No wonder the theologian they said, right thinking will lead to right living.
所以很多神学家他们讲说，一个正确的思考会影响到，会带出一个正确的生命。
We could continue, but because of time, not only did Jesus, revelation and illumine their minds, we are told that Jesus commission and promise his Holy Spirit.
在这里耶稣并不只是启示他的话语，你看到耶稣在这里差派他的门徒，并且应许圣灵的同在。
In verse 48, he said to them, sorry, in verse, let's read verse 47, he said, and repentance for the forgiveness of sins will be preached in his name to all nations beginning at Jerusalem.
这里讲到人要奉他的名传讲悔改与赦罪的道，从耶路撒冷起，直传到万国。
Notice there for us, because there is much talk these days about the gospel of Jesus Christ.
我们来仔细来看这边这样怎么讲？因为很多时候我们听到有关福音的一些教导。
Much of our churches today are filled with psychological pet talk.
很多时候你看到在教会里面的讲到的时候，很多时候它充满一些这个心理的一些辅导。
We're not talking about sin, and we're not talking about repentance, and we're not talking about forgiveness.
很少我们听到教会在讲这个悔改、赦罪、 赦免等等这些东西。
As a matter of fact, we get a new word now for sin. We call it a mistake.
甚至我们不用罪这个字，我们讲说它只是一个错误，不小心做错事情。
I messed up.
或者我犯错了。
Well, that kind of loses the impact of what God wants us to understand.
渐渐的就这个字的意的重要性就慢慢的消失。
Because as Jesus is commissioning his disciples, he wants them to get the content of the gospel right.
当耶稣来差派他们的时候，耶稣要确定他们所传的福音是正确的。
Jesus is not just about meeting our felt need.
耶稣并不只是想要来满足他们的情感的需要。
He wants to cut right through to the real need that we have, and it's a need for Jesus Christ.
我们的情感并不只是一个心灵上的一个软弱，我们所需要的是一个我们的救恩，是需要我们耶稣基督他自己。
And the issue is this little word that we call sin.
最主要的问题在这里是讲到这个罪这个字。
And sin is an offense to God.
罪使我们得罪，罪导致我们得罪上帝。
You want to know sin is an offense to God? It cost Jesus Christ, God's Son, His life.
罪导致我让我们得罪上帝，导致神耶稣他自己死在十字架上。
And we need to call people to repent of their sins. If you will never, never go to heaven, there is no heaven without the repentance of our sins.
我们需要来呼召人来悔改，来悔改他们对他们自己的罪，因为没有悔改在天国里面是不被接纳的。
The Bible tells us that there is salvation in no other name but the Lord Jesus Christ, only in His name.
圣经里面讲到，除了耶稣的名之外，在天下无没有其他的名，我们能够靠着得以拯救。
And He says, not just forgiveness, but preach; not just repentance, but preach.Forgiveness.
他说并不只是叫他们悔改，同样他们讲说有赦罪。
The Greek word for repentance has to do with a change of mind or a change of direction.
希腊原文里面讲到悔改的时候讲到一个改变你的一个方向，改变你的一个你的思想。
In other words, it's kind of like David when he was confronted with his sin, he was broken and contrite, or like Peter.When he realized that he denied his Lord, he wept and said, "How could I have done this?"
好像大卫或是彼得，他们知道他们得罪上帝之后，他们心里有这样一个痛苦，这样一个破碎。他们说：“我们怎么可以做这样的事情？”
For the most part, repentance is like some of my kids when I caught them eating candy. They said, "I will never do it again. Oh, never, never." And then, well, 1 week after.They're eating candy again without their parents knowing.
悔改并不是像我的孩子一样，他们每次偷吃糖果都被我抓下去，就说下一次不会这样做。结果一个礼拜之后，又看到他们这样做。
If you say you believe in Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior, if you have repented, but yet there is no change in your values, you're still going in the same direction that you were before. Guess what? You have not truly repented.The way Jesus described.
如果你嘴里说你相信耶稣，并且你悔改了，可是你的生命却没有一点的改变，还是在按照同样的方向在前行的时候，你并没有在你的生命里面有这样一个悔改。
And let us not fool ourselves. And I say this, let me highlight it. Many of us who grew up in the church and have gotten baptized and are familiar with the Christian lingo, you go off to college and you go away from Christ and you don't return. Guess what?They left us because they were never with us, as the scripture says.
很多人可能从小在教会长大，甚至受洗，可他们长大之后，他们出去，生命里面却没有这个耶稣基督的样式。他们甚至没有在参加教会，没有在敬拜，没有来跟随耶稣的时候，他们可能从来都没有有这样一个悔改、一个赦罪的道在他们生命里面。
I have news for you. God has no grandkids.
我一个告诉你一个消息，就是耶稣神他自己没有。孙子或孙女。
You cannot depend on the faith of your parents.
你父母是基督徒，不代表你就是基督徒。
You cannot say to God someday, you know, I'll go to church every Sunday.
你没有办法跟上帝讲说，我每个星期都有去教会啊。
Well, you know, I stand in the garage all the time, and that doesn't make me a car.
他说我常常站在我的车房里面，但是并不代表我就是一台车。
Your location, being in church, doesn't save you.
你所去的地方或是你所参加的地方并不代表能够来救你。
It's a good place to be, yes.
是一个好地方，在教会是一个好地方，你来听到神的话语。
But do you know that you're a sinner? Are you living to please the Lord today?
但你知道你事实上你是一个罪人吗？
Don't wait for tomorrow because we don't know what's going to happen.
不要等到明天，因为不知道明天会有什么事情发生。
The Lord said, "A broken and contrite spirit, I will not despise."
上帝说一个忧伤痛悔的心，我并不会轻看。
Because of the resurrection of Jesus Christ, God is now free to forgive us because Jesus paid it all.
因为耶稣的复活跟他，因为耶稣钉在十字架上，他复活，当我们来到神面前的时候，他就来赦免我们的罪。
So sin is a serious business to God.
罪对上帝来讲是一个很严重的事情。
So he was commissioning them, and we are told that in the latter part of verse 9, he says, "And I'm going to send you what my Father has promised." But stay in the city until you've been clothed with power from on high.
所以耶稣在这里差派他们，然后在第四十九节的时候，他这样讲说：“我要使我父的应许临到你们身上，你们当在城里等候，直到得着从上面来的能力。”
What is Jesus talking about? What is this power that they're going to be clothed with?
耶稣讲到这个能力的时候，是讲到什么意思呢？
Well, Luke continues in his sequel in Acts 1:8, and he tells us more.That goes on to chapter 2 of Luke about the coming of the Holy Spirit.
你如果继续看这个下半集，在看《使徒行传》的时候，路加继续讲到当圣灵降临的时候。
The word witness has to do with is what we call martyr. That's the Greek word martyro. It means to sacrifice to tell others about him.
当圣经用到见证这个事情的时候。他事实上是用来讲来讲那个殉道者，他们把他们自己的生命献上，使其他人能够看到这些事情的存在。
It's very easy to overlook this word witness because he did not tell them to convert people. All he told them to just be a witness.
你要仔细来看这，因为上帝并没有叫他们来去说服其他人，上帝要他们做的是来做一个见证。
In other words, it's like a courtroom scene, okay? And you put down on the Bible and you swear to tell the truth, to the whole truth and nothing but the truth. Jesus is saying, just tell them what you saw, what God has done for you.
比如说这里讲的就是好像在一个法庭上面，你就是讲说上帝所做的一切事情，上帝在你身上所成就的事情。
You know, the Spirit of God just brought to my mind, my Jewish neighbor said to me, I just don't have peace, no content.
上帝的灵刚刚就提醒到我了，我一个犹太人的一个邻居，他们常常跟我讲说，我心里面没有这样的平安。
Pray for me as I prepare to share the gospel with her.
我当来求你来为我祷告，让我能够来向他传福音。
So Jesus, in preparing his disciples, we are told that he justified himself.
我们看到耶稣他证明他自己。的复活
He clarified himself through the scripture.
然后他借着神的话语来启示说一切话都是指向耶稣。
And then he went to the Mount of Olive or Bethany for the ascension.
最后他来到橄榄山伯纳尼附近升天。
In verse 50, and when he had led them out of to the vicinity of Bethany, he lifted up his hands and blessed them.
第五十节这一讲，主带他们出去，到了伯大尼附近，举手给他们祝福。
He blessed them.
你看到这里，耶稣再一次给他们祝福。
Now this is quite interesting. Notice their attitude at the end there. They worship him and return to Jerusalem with great joy, and they stay continually at the temple praising God.
你看到第五十二节、五十三节的时候，门徒的一个心理的一个改变，他是讲到他们就敬拜他，欢欢喜喜的回到耶路撒冷，常常在殿里称颂神。
In other words, at first their emotion was one of fear and doubt and confusion, and now at the end is joy and celebration, excitement and praise.
你看他们一开始的时候，心里是充满了惊怕、恐惧、怀疑。到后面他结束的时候，你看他们是充满喜乐，来赞美，来称颂神。
What makes the difference between this point and this point?
这两个点里面，中间到底发生了什么事情呢？
The resurrection and the promise of God.
发生就是耶稣的复活跟他的应许，圣灵的应许。
In other words, maybe when you come here, I don't know what emotional state you're in.
我不知道你今天早上来的时候你的心理状态心灵是怎么样的情况。
If I were to take a quick poll and look at our faces, we would say, we're going to a funeral.
如果我看你们的脸的时候可能想说我们是不是在参加一个丧礼。
But now you're told that Jesus is alive and well. You're filled with joy. You should feel with joy.
可今天早上你们听到耶稣复活的一个信息，你们心里面应该充满了喜乐。
Because Jesus has conquered our greatest enemy, that is death.
因为耶稣胜过我们最大的一个敌人就是死亡跟罪。
And the songwriter says, "Because he lives, I can."
有一首诗这样讲，因为他活着，所以我们能够。
Alright, let me get my backup singers. Because he lives, I can face tomorrow.
因为他活着，我们能够面对明天。
Are you worried that you're going to lose your job?
你是不是在担心你可能会失去你的工作？
Is some relationship that you have has gone sour?
或者你可能有一些人际关系，它并不是处理得很好。
Are you concerned about your children, the future, what's going to happen, what kind of world are they?Going to grow up in.
我是担心你的孩子他们的未来，不知道他们在未来成长说这个世界会变成怎么样子。
I'm here to tell you because he lives, we can face tomorrow.
我今天要跟你讲，因为他活着，所以我们能够面对明天。
And our God's people say. That sounds weak. And our God's people say.
Amen.
Say it like you believe it. Amen. Amen. I'm not finished yet. Go ahead. Sounds like a good note to end on, but just give me a few more minutes. As we wrap this up, as they came to the Mount of Olives or Bethany, Jesus is taken away before them.
当他们来到伯大尼的时候，他们看到耶稣在他们前被接上天。
He left with them some very important things that they talk about in the epistles.
当耶稣离开升天的时候，耶稣留给他们一个很重要的东西。
All right, I want you to take notes now. Number
one, 需要你写下来这些笔记。
According to Romans 1:4, the resurrection declared that Jesus is God.
罗马书第一章第四节讲到，耶稣的复活证明了他是神的儿子。
And number two, in 1 Peter 1:3, the resurrection of Jesus Christ means that we have a living hope.
在彼得第二点，在彼得前书第一彼得前书第一章第三节这里讲到，因为耶稣的复活使我们有永活的盼望。
You know, I preach at funerals before, and I preach at funerals of someone who is not saved. That's not an easy place to preach at.
作为一个牧师，我有常常参加丧礼，在有时候会在弟兄姐妹的丧礼上，有时候会在一个不信主的丧礼上。对一个不信主的丧礼，事实上并不是一个那么容易来讲到。
Everybody wants family members want you to talk about the good things that the person did.
对一个不信主的这个家人，他们都想要你来讲这个人曾经做的一些好事。
It reminded me of a story where this.Young man came to the pastor and said, "My brother, who was a warrior, a violent man, please, pastor, only speak good things about him."
有一个年轻人来找一个牧师，跟他讲说，我的哥哥他过世了，可是虽然说他做了很多的坏事，但是可不可以只讲他的好事这样。
And the pastor went up, and as he's about to preach, the pastor said, "This man in the grave."He's a sinner. He's a no good sinner. But compared to his brother, he's a saint.
牧师上台讲到他讲说，这个躺在这棺材里面这个人，他是一个罪人，一个无药可救的罪人。但是跟他的兄弟比起来，他是一个圣徒。
When I preach at funerals like that, I say, you know, we can't do anything for him. But for those who are alive, repent of your sins.
当我在做这样一个追思礼拜的时候，我讲说我们对这个死人，我们没办法再做任何事情。但是你如果不信主的话，今天来悔改，来认识耶稣。
Romans 4:24 tells us that Jesus' resurrection allow us to be justified before God.
罗马书第四章第二十四节这里讲到说，耶稣的复活使我们能够在神面前得以称义。
I love this one.In Romans 8:11, the resurrection of Jesus Christ, the power that raised Jesus Christ from the dead, also live inside of me to live victoriously over the flesh.
罗马书第八章第十一节讲到，那使耶稣从死人中复活者的灵住在你们里面，使我们能够过一个得胜的生活。
In other words, The only way that I can get victory over this flesh and its temptation is by following, be filled with the Holy Spirit.
所以我们要能够胜过我们这必死真理活出有得胜的生命的话，我们需要来跟随这样一个圣灵的带领。
That's the same Holy Spirit that raised Jesus Christ from the dead.
这个圣灵是使耶稣从死里复活的灵。
The resurrection of Jesus Christ gives us is a first fruit. Jesus Christ rising from the dead, he is a first fruit of those to come.
耶稣的复活是出手的果子，来为后面人做一个证明。
In other words, because Jesus Christ raised from the dead, guess what? Someday I will rise from the dead too.
因为耶稣从死里复活，我知道有一天我也会从死里复活。
As we close off here,
那我们今天在结束的时候。
Maybe some of us are here, you haven't been to church in a long time.
可能有一些人你已经有一段时间没有来到教会。
You know that this is a Easter Sunday, it's a big Sunday, so I need to put my religious thing in.
你知道今天是复活节，所以你可能来教会想说我一年就得来这么一次。
We are happy to have you here.
我很高兴你今天早上来。
But make no bones about this.
但不要忘记这一些。
The real issue why Jesus Christ died on the cross is because of our sins.
有一件事情很重要，你不能忘记，就是因为耶稣死在十字架上，是因为我们的罪。
Indeed, there is a real place called hell.
在有一个地方叫做地狱。
And the Bible tells us that Jesus talked more about hell than he talks about heaven.
如果你看到圣经的时候，耶稣讲到地狱的时候，讲的比讲天堂还多。
And the Bible tells us in John 3:16, God loved us, and that's why He sent His only begotten Son for us, that if we believe in Him.We will never, and that's a strong negative in the Greek, never perish.
所以圣经里面，约翰福音三章十六节讲到，神爱世人，甚至将独生赐给他们，叫一切信他的，英文里面有一个叫永远不至灭亡。
I know there are many political figures that make promises, but this is not a political promise.
这个并不是好像这个这些政府里面官员他们在做一些承诺。
And the resurrection of Jesus Christ proves it.
因为你看到耶稣他自己的复活证明了这一切。
Because he lives.
因为他活着。
We can face tomorrow.
我们可以面对明天。
Hey, Brother Guan, could you help me sing this song here? All right, we're going to sing this song here. I think it's a good song. The spirit is bubbling with this song. I don't want to start it lest we go off course. All right.
Let's sing this one, Because He Lives.Because He lives, I can face tomorrow. Because He lives, all fear is gone.Because I know He holds the future And life is worth the pain Just because He lives
All eyes closed.
Let's pray. 我们一起祷告。
Alan, hate to see you leave here and do not know the risen Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior.
如果你今天早上离开这时候还不认识耶稣基督为你的救主，这是一件让我很心痛的事情。
The gospel demands that we repent of our sins. We have broken His commandments. We were born in sin, so we need to repent.
圣经里面告诉我们，我们活在罪中，我们得罪了上帝，我们需要来悔改。
And put our faith in Jesus alone, the one who rose from the dead. Put our faith in Jesus alone who can save us.
单单的来信靠耶稣，能够来拯救我们，因为他从死里复活。
Buddha is still dead.
佛教佛祖已经还在坟墓里面。
Confucius is still dead.
孔子也还在坟墓里面。
Mohammed is still dead.
穆罕默德也没有复活。
Mary Becker is still dead.
Mary Becker 她也没有复活。
All these world religion, their founders are still in their grave.
这些不同宗教的领袖他们到现在还在自己的坟墓里面。
But Jesus is alive.
但耶稣他复活了。
Never to die anymore.
再也不会死亡。
And so, why don't you believe in Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior?
今天早上你愿不愿意来啊接受耶稣为你生命里面的救主？
Christians, remember we began today, the Great Commission.
如果你今天跟随耶稣，我们从今天开始来跟随耶稣的大使命。
You know, because Jesus Christ rose from the dead, we have and the power of the Holy Spirit, we can go confidently because He conquered death and preach the gospel of Jesus Christ.
因为耶稣已经复活了，而且他应许他赐他的圣灵给我们，我们有这样一个确据，我们能够来去啊传他的福音。
In the book of Acts, we are told the apostles as they preach, they talk about.Persuade men that he is risen.
在使徒行传，人们那样充满能力的来证明耶稣他是啊这样的主。
Preach the risen Christ.
我们来宣告耶稣的复活。
And don't apologize for it.
我们并不需要来为这件事情来感到抱歉。
Because if they kill the body, they cannot kill the soul.
因为说他们可以夺去我们身体，却夺不去我们的灵魂。
And absent from the body is to be present with the Lord.
当我们离开这个必死的身体的时候，我们就与主同在。
Father, we thank you that the gospel is for young and for old.
我们感谢，因为你的话语、你的福音是给年轻也给年长的。
For male and for female.
啊，给男给女。
No matter what we have done, because we're supposed to walk according to the gospel of Jesus Christ.
因为我们的生有福的确据。
That someday,
有一天。
When he returns, that we will.
当耶稣再来的时候，我们就与他同在。
So help us whenever at Sunday we celebrate the risen Lord.
天父帮助我们，我们来庆祝耶稣的复活。
We ask in Jesus' name.
我们这样奉耶稣的名而求。
Amen. He is risen,
indeed.
He is risen,
indeed.
Amen.